What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph. Alongside me is
Brianna. Hey, what's up, guys?
And this is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. How have you been?
Very busy. This week has been kind of insane for, I think, for us both. We got a little trip in, spent some family time in Palm Springs. Yeah, it's been a, ever since we've been back, it's been like work and just, you know.
Right next to Joshua Tree, which is like UFO Central.
Yes.
That's like the big thing.
Yeah. And when we were in Joshua Tree, we just saw a bunch of shooting stars. Or and did we? Or were they something more?
I don't know. Well, I do know that this week,
more speaking than meets of the eye.
Craziness. Yeah, I know, right? Speaking of craziness, it's been like, there's been a lot of UFO news. Like, there's been a lot of alien news. Like,
there has been.
Dancing about. But between,
I'm excited to talk
whistleblowers
about
whistleblowers in Las Vegas and all kinds of crazy ass shit. What's been the top story for you that you've thought of? Like, that has attracted the
Most people that know me know that I love aliens and believe in extraterrestrials and all that fun stuff. So anytime, I think when people see anything on the news or something, they always send it my way.
Yeah.
And I had woke up to somebody sending me a message about an alien in Las Vegas that basically, like, a craft had crashed in someone's backyard. And most people that know me know that, yes, like, oh, I believe that. I don't know. Because I was like looking at the footage, just like, and I, like, I've had, like, I don't want to say like I've seen a UFO, or, but I have had like experiences where I've seen something in the sky before.
Weird shit in the sky.
And I was like so in awe over it. It was like, you don't even think about like recording on your phone because you're just like, oh fuck, like that's cool.
Yeah.
So, and you're just kind of taking it in. And that's basically like this person that claimed that they had seen something, that that's exactly what like they did. And there was a, someone's camera from their porch showed like the object kind of like falling down, but I don't, the ring their ring. And I'm like, I don't know. As much as I do believe, and I want to believe that story was real, I don't know.
It's a weird thing because I'm on the fence. So there's the person, there's the unidentified person, which always makes it a little sketchier when it's unidentified. I mean, they were not one on camera, but they didn't identify themselves.
This person did.
Oh, there was one who, I know that there was someone who was allegedly saw it in their backyard. They said it was 8 to 10 foot tall, like the actual pilot. This is what they are alleging. There's the ring camera, and I think most people are taken away from the ring camera, and we'll post this. But most people are taken away from the ring camera is the audio. That the audio sounds a little fucked up, and it sounds like something crashing for sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Something landed, but and then there's also have you seen the police, like the not the body cam, but the car cam of the police officer? So people started reporting it to the Vegas PD, and they started responding, and one officer who responded actually got it on their camera. This is from CNN. You can see by their dirty little watermark. So this is all police cam footage. This is the police responding to the family reporting it.
The family that said it's in their backyard?
I don't know. I'm so nervous right now. I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star, and then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
Yeah, brother, would you see it?
Huh? Did you see it?
Yeah, me and him saw it.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long Tyson top.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, they see like a big something with light.
Can we go there? Weird. Just the fact that our partner saw something at the same exact time. If those 9 foot beings come back, don't call us, all right? Deal with it yourself. I ain't dealing with that.
Wow.
So they didn't find anything in the backyard.
That was actually pretty interesting that the cops did say
that. This might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky? Like, if you see any, like, little, well, not little in this case. They're claiming 8 to 9 foot tall green beings that were in their backyard.
Can you imagine going around?
You never know.
So that, just that in itself, listening to the actual, like, police say that they were kind of following something. They mm-hmm. saw something in the sky. That, like, there's, I don't know. I like that.
Did it pique your interest? There's
got to be some, if something crashed in your backyard, like, where are the remnants of that, you know?
That's the suspicious part, is that, and these, it seemed like, listen, it seemed like the officers were not in on the take, right? They're not like men in black, like, trying to cover this up. They were mm-hmm. actually looking for it too. So yeah. It seems a little bizarre that they weren't able to find anything, because they were kind of like searching for it too.
That's where I'm.
It's very interesting. I don't know on the scale of believability if it's like a UFO crash landing. I don't know. I think it's very interesting.
Are you ready to go down the Alice in Wonderland wormhole?
Am I ready to take the red pill or whatever they say?
Are you ready to hear?
I don't know. Now,
I'm excited for you to hear.
The way you're hyping this up,
I'm wondering if I actually have talked to you about this. I feel like I have.
Maybe you
have. There has been, like, I think, because it, okay. And the only reason why I'm, like, really into this, I don't want to say I 100% believe it, but why I'm really into this conspiracy theory about aliens is because it all started, like, during the pandemic. That's when it, like, became, when we were in shutdown, it became okay for, you know, they were acknowledging, the government was acknowledging the fact that, but when before it was like, no, it's a possibility, but no, we've never seen anything. There's no, the cover up.
I like your impression of them.
So thank you. They're like,
Spot on.
And so anyway, so I feel like, so during the pandemic, that's why I think, like, everybody was like, oh my God, look, you're always talking about aliens and now it's coming out. And now I'm like, why is it coming out? Mm-hmm. Like, why are they willing to talk about it now when they weren't? Why do they want us to look over here? What's going on over there? So I'm very leery. Like, yes, 100%, you know, I always believe that there is other life out there. There's no, and I believe that some of them, we are sharing this planet with them, 100%. I believe that. Uh-huh. But for the government to be so open about it now, and all these more and more stories coming out, there's this conspiracy theory that they're trying to say is, like, they're trying to, basically it's part of the whole new world order.
Okay.
They want us to, like, believe, instead of believing in different religions and different gods, they want one God. And they're going by, like,
they're taking the Egyptian route, is what you're saying?
No, they're taking the Christianity round. Like,
well, that's what it, what's his face in Egypt, we're gonna butcher this, but in Egypt there was multiple gods, and then mm-hmm. is it Ramses, one of the Egyptians, he's like, no, actually there's one God, and it's kind of through me,
Akhenaten,
established that he's like, no, all those other gods are,
I don't think Akhenaten really meant they were through him. I think
monotheistic.
I think Akhenaten was, like, more realistic in the sense of, like, there's the sun god, there's one God, and I, you know how much I love Akhenaten. So it's like, like, there's so much mystery, and the fact that his, like, body's missing.
Sure.
I have so many theories. We've done podcasts on that. Yeah,
sorry
in
to
the
get
past.
You off on a tangent.
Yeah, that's going to get me going. But anyways, I love Akhenaten. I could talk about him all day.
I love him too.
But modern, going flash forward to present day, like,
yes.
This is the big kicker of, and I want everybody's, like, opinion on this.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying that there's going to be a,
who's they, by the way, when we're saying they're saying,
it's the conspiracy
theorists.
Yes. So, like, in the Bible, it talks about Jesus coming back, right?
Yes.
And the end times, right? And a lot of people speculate that these are the end times, which
they've been saying that for fucking,
I know, there's always a situation
the day, like, after Jesus died, they've been saying,
you know, it's like people live through the freaking plague, and, you know, mm-hmm. if anything, I would have thought those were the fucking end times, because it
they said the Renaissance was the end times, because people were starting to read,
so I don't believe that Bible. But what scares me with our technology is that, and I have dreams about that, you know, like, I have, like, some psychic shit, like, going on with me sometimes. Uh-huh. Like, I had a dream a couple years ago that Jesus came back.
Yeah.
And we were all following him to whatever holy ground. And I, in my heart, I was like, this is not Jesus. This is a fake prophet. And that's kind of like what it talks about in End Times, that they're be careful by the false ones. And so the conspiracy of Goosebumps.
Classic biblical thing.
So the theory is that the they're, because we have so much modern technology, that they're basically going to make Jesus a hologram, because in the Bible,
yeah, Tupac that shit.
Hell yeah! So in the Bible, it talks about how everybody will see when Jesus comes back.
Yeah,
everybody will see him at the same time, and we're thinking like, oh yeah. Technology, we can see him on cell phones. Mm-hmm. We can see him like on cameras. We could see, like, there's a million reasons why, like, we would be able to see him. But that theory, that's kind of like the
hologram,
that he's gonna come back as a hologram, and he's gonna come back and then they're gonna like also hologram like UFOs, and like we're gonna be like abducted by aliens. They're going to make this fake facade in the sky, and then Jesus is going to come back, and then we're going to go by the New World Order, because we're going to follow this new nuance, because Jesus is real, because everybody saw him, and it's just a hologram.
Can I, not to like, I don't want to give the NWO any any notes on this, but isn't the whole point of a hologram, it's kind of a flat, like you can make kind of a three-dimensional hologram, but if basically, if what I'm saying is, if
but
someone walks
angels,
past Jesus,
yeah, but they're gonna look at him
like
as
a
like
a movie facade.
But they will think of him like, if he's in the sky, they're gonna think of him in like an angel, right? So he's gonna be
so they're gonna project on the sky.
Yes, that's I guess they're already able to do that, and so there's gonna be like a
but then
like alien
point?
Like warfare, like where aliens are gonna try to take over.
Okay.
And somehow.
But why would they need a hologram Jesus to just start raining down?
Start
the
new
fire?
World order. Because all the people that
but
didn't
what,
believe would
just
be like, oh my God, he is real. Jesus is real. He look at, he's in the sky, you know,
but,
like, so it's a tactic to have control.
I guess, but don't they already have, I just don't see
the need for it.
Yeah. It seems unnecessary to put them. I don't want to give NBO notes. Like, I don't want to give them tips and tricks, but it seems,
well, I think what honest. I think where it stems from is that they wanted to see with COVID to put the fear in us first, right? So
I think the
like,
fear is gone. I don't think anybody's scared of COVID anymore.
But I think that was initially like, how can we control these people? Can we make them all wear masks? Can we make them all take this shot? Can we make them all do this kind of stuff? And then that's like a theory. Like I'm interested in it. I think it's interesting. I don't know if I believe it.
I think there's some holes in the plot. If that's the best
but
fucking
so that's,
plan
but
of the
see,
NWO.
But see, all of this. But see, the only reason why like I am really into this is because I look at it now like there's all these like UFOs like being cited even more than before, and I'm like, well, which ones are real? Like, which ones are real, and which ones are like this thing that they're trying to put this state of fear in us? You know.
Can I give you a theory of what I've heard, that the reason why all of a sudden the government's like, yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Right.
Is there's a theory, and it actually tracks along with like the lining up of Roswell and stuff, that there's a theory that there's a possibility that a lot of governments like US and China, all these big world governments, have finally made some intense military breakthroughs and they're testing them out. And as a red herring, as a way to get people off the scent of them having this breakthrough and being able to, you speak of control, they're letting this UFO shit get out so that it's not the US. Like, for instance, this Vegas thing. Say, for instance, hypothetically, this is an American craft built with some new crazy ass new technology that is a breakthrough that's flying out of Area 51 and it crash landed. The government is excited for us to say it's a UFO,
right?
Because it throws it off their scent. So that's a theory and that's compelling, because also I think that
I want to say that's been going on for longer than we really.
I think so. I think the government is ecstatic that we're saying UFOs. Mm-hmm. If it's their own, they were for better or worse. Roswell, like whether you believe it was actual thing, right? It was an actual alien thing. They were ecstatic because they were confirmed. They were doing tests in the desert, like with military technology that was far advanced from what we understood was at the US's capabilities, So they were thrilled that we were saying it was aliens in Roswell. Whether it was aliens and we were doing it, like, because there are theories that aliens choose where we go and test our shit to test their shit too, because they're like, it's already there. Mm-hmm. Whether the Roswell was like, but they were like, I feel like the government is ecstatic that like it was like, oh fucking, like, look, it's the aliens, because they're probably checking out like invincibility cloaks. I don't know how close they are to that, but I'm sure they're trying it out. Like, I have no doubt that they're trying it. I'm not saying like they're all like,
and we've talked about this before, like when we did the 24-hour Disney,
yeah,
and we saw like we could definitely see there was a craft that was invisible in the sky.
Yeah,
that totally could have been the military.
I could fly over Disney and see if they notice it.
Yeah, we gotta correct this a little bit better, and that's probably honestly what it was.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that's a possibility. I'm like, obviously these idiots see that we see them. We're fucking videotaping them. These, like,
knuckleheads.
You know, so it's like, I feel like if that was like an alien, they'd be like, oh fuck, let's get out of here. You know, they'd be a little smarter than us humans.
I don't know. It's a crazy ass time. And also too, Noah, while we're on that subject, the alien subject, I'm sure. Have you heard about the world famous now? He's probably world famous. His name is, what's his name? David Grush. Have you heard of David Grush? Grush. Mm-hmm. So David Grush has come out in the news recently because he's a whistleblower who used to work for the Pentagon. He actually used to work for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office. He's gone public with a whistleblower claim that he submitted to the Pentagon as well as Congress, where he says that we have both partial and intact alien crafts. And that was his initial whistleblowing. Now he's saying that there's also bodies, alien bodies. He's gone on. He went to, I think he...
When did he speak out?
About a week ago. And he's I'm sure we'll see it on Ancient Aliens next season. But he's...
Well, they've had people on Ancient Aliens before that
have said that whistleblowers kind of stuff.
For Roswell. One of the guys said that there was bodies in there and they did have the craft as well.
I know Bob Lazar is the most famous of the whistleblowers, apparent whistleblowers. But this guy, you know, some things to note, like he first went out on debrief and that he mentioned the partial and intact spacecrafts that he says, I think up to a dozen, I think he said that the U.S. is trying to reverse engineer is the idea. It usually ends up with that in these stories, in these whistleblower stories. But he's gone on. He's done TV interviews now and everything like that. Pretty legit guy. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty high ranking. He was. He actually just quit after a 14-year career. He was pretty high ranking in that agency. Some things to note is that he doesn't have firsthand knowledge of it. He's saying, you know, that what's the agency, UTIP or whatever it is? UTIP.
I don't know.
I'm cut this out. Who cares? What was the agency? What's the famous fucking agency we should have at the top of our brain?
I mean, they were even saying that Adolf Hitler had a complete craft built, like, to time travel. You know, so like it, like this knowledge of this coming out doesn't surprise me because I truly believe that. I hate saying it because I wish Adolf did die and burn, but I think he did time travel.
I don't think he time traveled. I think he either is. I think he was either. I think I the problem. I know he was surrounded. He either is a master. He's fucking Houdini, and he slipped out and he went to Argentina, which is a possibility.
Yeah, that's a big.
It's a big possibility.
Theory, yeah,
or he's dead. Those are the only two things that work for me. And
you know that they also say that Nikola Tesla time traveled.
That's a little more doable. There was a fucking dope. If you're gonna ask me whether Hitler time traveled or Nikola Tesla time traveled, I'm gonna say Nikola Tesla. Yeah. Hitler was a fucking. He was a goofball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like people are fascinated by Hitler and technology because he was obsessed with technology, but he was a fucking idiot. Like he wanted to build a time machine.
Obviously, yeah.
Idiot. He wanted to build a nuclear bomb.
I don't know.
Idiot.
Time. Like,
he was a master manipulator, but he was.
He was a horrible person.
Terrible person.
I think got knowledge. He had some knowledge.
Yeah, I mean,
advanced technology. He went around the world, was looking for stuff. He knew what he was
looking for stuff.
He had psychics. He had some kind of witchcraft going on where they were like connecting with the other realm for him to get this technology. Like, how did he figure all that out? Like, to me, that's like, that's kind of wild, you know?
But he didn't figure all that shit out. He just looked for it. He's like hired everybody on his
To know, like to go around the world to try to build these ancient crafts. Like,
of course he tried.
Like that to me is just like, oh my God, like how would you know, you know? And that's another thing too, that frustrates me. We have these crafts that like in India, for instance, that were like, we have like the blueprints of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how did we have that advanced technology? And why aren't we using that today? Or if we are using that today,
I'm sure
why are we hiding that we are using that today? And what are we really doing with that stuff? It's,
I don't know if it'd be hidden. I think a lot of private people, if they,
well, just like you were saying, like, oh, let's say it's a UFO and we're testing out all this stuff like that. So it's like,
I think Hitler was trying, I think for Hitler's sake, like he was trying everything because in the end he knew he was going to lose. So he was trying to find, basically he was trying to find Thanos's Infinity Gauntlet and trying to snap. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he was looking for. But he was a nutcase. He was a fucking goofball.
Yeah.
Speaking of witches, I found this one. This was good recently. I think it was last week. This was uncovered. Two witches were caught eating deer carcasses in strange security camera footage.
Topless. Can we watch it? Oh, wait, we can't watch that.
I don't know if we can watch. Well, yeah, we'll be shadow banned.
Yeah.
But like, there were two topless witches found on security cameras. This was in Canada.
Topless, no, like wearing pants though, or shorts.
They were like
because like, in some witchcraft, like they do, like they're part of their thing is to do.
Yeah, let me pull up the image of it.
With the earth.
It's PG-13, so we'll be good with this. I think the video might be a little R-rated.
I'm already laughing. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, is it just, that's just the picture?
That's a screenshot of them. Someone caught that. Could you imagine finding that on your
close? Like
someone, it's Canada.
So it's Canada. What does that mean? Are people just walking by videotaping, taking pictures?
It means that there's a lot of forested area that's like a backyard. It's like,
can you zoom into the deer?
The deer's dead.
Well, yeah, they're eating it, right?
Yeah. So they were. So this was this lady found this on her fucking security camera.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's wild. And so nobody knows who they are. They haven't tracked them down. They
like, okay, so
would you like me to read on from timesnownews.com? That's such a fucking generic. Yeah,
keep reading because I want to hear more. But because I'm just like, how are they not dead from eating raw?
They're probably dead somewhere else. It took a few days. A woman was left horrified when her wildlife camera captured two scantily clad women holding a carcass eating ritual near her house. Karinia Stanhope found a dead deer at the bottom of her garden in Powell River, Canada. While riding one of her horses, she decided to set up a trail camera to see if the carcass attracted any animals. When Karinia and her grandfather checked the footage the next day, they were shocked to see two half-naked women appearing to dine on the corpse. Footage shows what appeared to be two figures with long hair wearing just a piece of clothing covering their buttocks. Buttocks. We've read a lot of buttocks in the past few episodes, standing near the dead deer. They squatted down and reached over the carcass, appearing to take a bite. I don't know what the heck was up with that. It really freaked us out. It's not something you see every day. They came in 10 minutes after sunset. They looked disheveled. It looks like they have wigs on. One looks like she has a blonde hair underneath.
Yeah, there. I noticed that in that one picture. It looked funky.
Yeah, it looks fucked up. She said, I don't know if she was kissing it, smelling it, or eating it, but to touch a decaying carcass like that makes me feel sick. The amount of bacteria that must have been on there. So yeah, so she straight up found this. Is this a thing? There's not this. I thought this was something. I thought this was like a fucking satanic panic thing, that there's like random like witches like eating or touching dead carcasses in the forest. Like,
it's probably dark magic. There's so many different types of witches out there.
Yes.
So it's really like hard to say, but if I was just to guess, that was dark magic for sure.
But why? You know?
because it's I know. Well, I know.
What
it's
does
like,
that do?
Unless they were possessed, but they could have, if they were satanic, like they might have been possessed, and then they're eating. Because usually, like as a Satanist, you have to like give an offering. So you would kill something for offering, but then you wouldn't eat it afterwards.
But I
because it would be for the demonic. You know, would be like the gift for Satan.
For Satan. Know? It's fucking, for me, I'm not a religious guy.
Yeah. But what were we watching last night?
Mental actually just fucking watching, illness more than anything else.
We were watching the Exorcism show. It's pretty good, you guys.
Yeah, there's what's his face? Famous horror director. Oh my God.
It was really good.
What's his fucking face? The guy who did Hostel and all that shit.
It was really good, but then afterwards it kind of freaked me out a little bit, so I had to go put holy water next to my daughter's bed.
Did you really? It freaked you out?
Did you see that I put it back there?
I thought it was fun. It didn't necessarily Eli Roth. Sorry, I had to say it. Eli Roth was good. He hosts the show.
Question.
Okay. Wow. Usually I'm the one question.
Question. Do you believe that performing an exorcism is real, and do you think that it is effective? Do you believe that somebody can be demonized? do you believe somebody that can be taken over?
It's hard for me to believe that there's actually some spirit or demonic presence that takes over a body and stays in there, right? Like, it's hard to believe that death has that power over people and it stays in there. And then partially, like, I believe that negative energy can stick around in people's.
There's been so many like true stories that have facts and evidence that people have been possessed before.
Yeah.
So how could you not believe that?
But is that just some sort of whatever, like
them being
voodoo, negative energy or mental illness that is triggered? And then the hardest part for me is, as being not someone who's religious, is the fact that the fact that someone has it, like the idea that someone has a demonic spirit floating in them, right? That's stuck. That is like if you're in the house, the demonic spirit is there inside you. If you go to the fucking grocery store, it rides along with you, that kind of stuff. And then you go, I think it's easier for you as a religious person, but the fact that someone just shouts Hail Marys at them, and then like the demon just like, okay, I guess I'll head out then. Like, it's hard for me to.
It depends on the demon. Sometimes it takes like way more than that, and like sessions of that. So do you believe that Chucky's real? Like the original doll, was the name Chucky? What was his name?
It was.
That doll's creepy.
We did an episode. I look up on the episode.
The one, the little sailor suit.
He's in. Where's he at now? He's in Florida somewhere, right? The Keys. In a museum, in a case. I don't know.
So you don't think that objects can be possessed either?
I think because
the Chucky doll.
I love a good object possession story, but
the Chucky doll was voodoo. They did like an evil voodoo spell on that.
Oh,
I believe, just like I've talked about this a million times in our podcast. Don't get it twisted, because I believe there is amazing good magic that comes out of voodoo.
Yeah.
And it just depends. It's just like any type of witchcraft. You get it in the wrong hands, you give people the wrong people power, just like fucking Hitler, like in any sense. And it could be used for bad as well.
Sure.
So
You give like,
but I'm not even honestly the whole Chucky thing. I do not, because that was like a whole like plantation type situation. Yeah. I would voodoo those motherfuckers too, because they're torturing those poor people and everything else. Yeah, I'm gonna put a fucking voodoo doll on your kid. You know,
if you had if you had the power of magic, and would you wield it for any petty stuff? Like, it's easy to say, yeah, I'd be a superhero and I would just use it all for good. But if you had the power of magic, would you wield it for like petty shit? Like, let's say you had the power for mind control. Would you like, you know, go, you're going to give me this fucking purse for $5. Would you use it for that petty kind of
shit? Depends on the purse. Just kidding. No. And I think truly, madly, deeply.
Savage Garden.
I think that
nobody knows.
I have the ability
to do that.
To become a witch in general. I think I was in a past life 100%. I feel things, I see things, and I dream of things sometimes. And so I definitely feel like that realm, I'm very connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I am human, I don't trust myself. I would not want to be like on a bad day using it for bad.
Yeah.
Not being in the right mental state. And that's why I always like remind people that are getting into that, especially people that have mental issues, like it scares me because they could just see somebody on the wrong day, wrong time. They start getting into dark magic to get what they want. And then, yeah, it's just scary. It's just really fucking,
it's got
to
be tempting. I mean, like if you believe in that, it's got to be tempting to utilize that for both good and bad. Like someone cuts you off, you want to do a little petty voodoo magic, mm-hmm. right? How do you not want to do that? Like, how's it not instinct to do that? I think at the same time, you're wielding unnecessary and overburdensome power over someone. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely would steer clear of that. I think because I just know myself, and there's probably stronger witches out there that do have those abilities, but I just wouldn't trust myself.
Do you believe in like the hex stuff? Do you like if someone's a witch, are you a little nicer to them because you don't want to get a hex on you?
If they're like a fucked up witch that like you could tell they're going to do some fucked up shit to you, I'm going to be real nice. But I mean, like one of the witches that I know, like, I mean, we get along fine. I think she's a good person. So I think.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to hex?
No, I genuinely think even if she was like mad at me for whatever reason, she would not. She just is not that petty. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah. I want to hear, can we talk to a voodoo? We got to solicit a voodoo priest, right? Is it a priest? Voodoo priest? Voodoo
priestess,
practitioner?
Yeah, practitioner.
Voodoo.
We've met voodoo priestess.
I know, but we haven't. We need to interview one and say, hey, what's the deal? Like, what the fuck? What's going on? Like, not what the fuck. Like,
what's
why are you doing
deal?
This? But what does all this shit mean? Like,
we went to, like, when we were in New Orleans, we had gone to, like, what would you call it? Like, church? It was like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It was basically
we
like
need someone
we,
to tell
we
us.
went to a voodoo temple
specifically,
and
voodoo.
they were like doing a, I guess you would call it church type deal, and
like a session or a
and I
mass.
Had yeah, like and I had no idea what was going on. Like it was,
yeah,
it was not even, it wasn't creepy. It was interesting, but I wanted to ask so much questions, but I just was trying to be very like. I don't know, just respective, you know, respectable.
You got to be respectful for a voodoo.
But I will say, I definitely think that voodoo is real, and I know that it works because if you guys listen to whatever episode, if you guys listen to one of our episodes, it's called, I think, Ghost Dildos, you'll see why.
That's an early one.
Yeah.
That's a super early one.
But that goes deep into us talking about New Orleans and us having like a haunting going on where we lived and asking like the voodoo priestess for help, and she really did help us, and you can hear more about that on the episode if you listen to that.
I don't, like, for me, like, to answer your question, finally answer your question, I don't think that I would be necessarily, I'm a big believer in being a skeptic, like in my nature, and not like taking stuff and searching for empirical evidence before I take it in. But at the same time, I know that, like, I have an instinct in my head, like, I'm going to be the guy who's like, that's not real. Like, the guy in the horror movie is a doubter, and then the fucking Chucky doll is going to murder me. So even though I believe likely the Chucky doll is not going to come after me, mm-hmm. I'm not going to fucking test it. I'm not going to fucking test fate. Like, I'm not that type.
When we were watching that show last night, I'm a collector. If people don't know, I collect a lot of vintage stuff. So,
yeah.
I'm always like, oh my God, you know, like anything can be possessed, you know? And so it's a little scary. Like, that's a scary thought, you know, that something you bring into your home, like, can have
bad energy.
Yeah. Bad
energy. And the one we saw,
it could take over you.
I don't know if I 100% believe it, but apparently there was a doll and they bought it and it was possessed, they thought. And the whole house burned down except for that fucking doll.
Yeah. Like, and then another, and then another sequence. Like, so they, like, he did like a prayer. Yeah. And it's so interesting because, like, the way that the priests do these prayers over in this whole, like, whatchamacallit, the way that they handle the whole situation.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're doing spells. Like, cause you know, in like witchcraft, they talk about like binding people, like evil people. They'll take a picture of them and they'll bind them so they can't hurt them anymore. Yeah. In the exorcism, the priests are doing the same thing. So they take the object that's possessed and they bind it with a special cloth that they've prayed over and has holy water, and they bind it the exact same way as a witch would. It's so fucking fascinating.
Yeah, there's a lot of mysticism in Catholicism.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like saints who are like in charge of certain things, and it's like a lot of ritualistic stuff. Like, you know, you pray and you like almost offer, like you almost build like a shrine to like the saint of like gardening to like get your garden growing. Like there's a lot of mysticism within Catholicism.
If you lose something, there's Saint Anthony
that you like, so you give tribute to, right?
You pray to Saint Anthony to help you find something. Oh God, growing up, my grandma always was like, pray to Saint Anthony, pray to Saint Anthony, and then she'd find it, and it was because she prayed to Saint Anthony. No. You know, it was always hard for me to like to believe that. I mean, I did it as a kid, but as an adult, I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
So I want to strike some fear in you, because I know we've been talking about aliens coming and them coming over and destroying us and totally Mars attacking this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe one of the real threats is fucking crocodiles. I think the crocodiles are figuring out.
I mean, they're
out.
Part of the reptilian race. So.
Well, they're fucking figuring out, because a crocodile in Costa Rica had a virgin birth, like Mother Mary style.
Shut the fuck up. How do they find that? Like,
according to CNN.com, scientists say they have documented the first virgin birth in a crocodile.
I'm done.
They don't even need to fuck anymore. I'm so done. To humans, this type of reproduction is not unheard of across the animal kingdom. But crocodiles are doing it now. Crocodile, there's been in Costa Rica, they found a crocodile who hadn't fucked basically for 15 years, who had a baby.
Okay, was she segregated from other male crocodiles?
Let's figure it out. Let's read on. The crocodile in question, named Coquita, had been living alone in Costa Rica zoo called Parque Reptiliandia.
Stop while you're ahead.
For 16 years before laying a very special clutch of eggs in 2018. One of the eggs was later found to contain a fully formed crocodile fetus, despite the fact Coquita had lived virtually her entire life in isolation. There was almost no chance she had consorted with male crocodiles. It was clear evidence presented for the first time in a paper published in the journal Biology Letters. That must be an exciting journal. This was like their fucking breakthrough, right? By Biology Letter. But yeah, they. Oh, excuse me, I lost the article. But yeah, what?
Oh, excuse me, I lost the article.
Oh, sorry.
But
anyways, no. This crocodile in Costa Rica.
She
had a baby on her fucking own. They're taking over. They don't even need to fuck anymore. Crocodiles.
Question.
It's happening.
Maybe they're like.
Did they mention crocodiles in the Bible? In Revelations?
They talk about serpents. I consider that a serpent.
Oh my God. It's happening. Now
they,
I believe.
They say, you know, snakes were the serpent. But I'm like, when I think of a serpent, I feel like that could be.
Do you think maybe a crocodile handed an apple to Eve?
He's like. My theory on that is that, like, homeboy crocodile
stuck in the zoo.
He's fucking coming over and hooking up with homegirl.
That's
and
devotion.
Leaving like a thief in the night. And I think that that's a situation. Or maybe, like, just like we all evolve, maybe somehow evolution is starting with this crocodile, and
it's starting. The animals are taking back the fucking kingdom.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being fucking serious. Oh, I'm scared. I'm alone. And
no,
I'm
what I was gonna say is, I was like, I don't know if they could get their self pregnant, but I was like, what if, just like, you know how ducks can like change genders? I'm like, what if it just could switch over? But then I was like, but then how can it get itself pregnant? I don't know. It's interesting.
What?
I definitely think there's a crocodile sneaking in there. They just need to get cameras. Get a camera. You're gonna see fucking Ted the crocodile coming and hooking up with whatever. What was her name?
You know how scared I am of fucking teenagers, and now crocodiles are acting like teenagers and sneaking into zoos and fucking. Like, this is scary.
It's probably there's not. No, part no it's that probably you're not scary. They're probably coming through like some drainage situation.
They're hanging out in the drains. Would you be scared? You have to remember,
it's Costa Rica.
Or Costa Rica.
It's Costa Rica, so their zoos are probably going to be more jungle-esque, more authentic with nature, as opposed to ours. Very not. Like, we try to make ours very, oh, look, it's just like you're on a safari, but it's not. It's definitely nothing like a safari.
Not at all.
So that's why I don't know. I definitely think someone's...
You're skeptical? Someone's of all the things you fucking believe in, you're skeptical of this?
I don't know.
Life finds a way, baby.
But
it finds a way.
But I believe... What maybe crocodiles are part of the reptilian race, so there's that.
I got a question for you.
What?
What would scare you the most if all of a sudden there was a mass self-reproduction of any animal? What animal would scare you the most? Like if fucking lions were all of a sudden
apes, because they're already in our family.
And do you think like chimpanzees, if they were able to like bang them out and they had an army of chimpanzees, that would scare you?
I feel like
that's a good one.
I definitely, because I feel like they are so advanced already and they can communicate. It scares me.
Yeah.
That would scare me.
That would scare
me. I feel like more than anything else, to be honest, just because of, I mean, I would be scared of other animals as far as like attacking us to kill us.
Yeah.
But this is like mind. Like this is like where these species,
smart.
If there's enough of them, they can outsmart us. That's just like we outsmarted them.
What about ants? Ants are very intelligent. What if we just had
I think ants also work with us.
Trillion ants.
I don't know. Like I wouldn't be. I don't know if ants would try to kill
what
us.
What about a trillion whales in the ocean? We wouldn't be able to go in the ocean anymore. Like killer whales.
That's true.
The oceans would
like
be
orcas
done for us. Like because they would be like, fuck you. This
well,
is our
orcas are dicks anyways. Were you the one telling me that new thing that they're just doing? And
yeah, they're tipping boats.
They're just tipping boats
yeah,
for
they're
fun.
Fucking tipping,
like not for fun because they got punked.
Fucking,
they're
done with us. They're like these fucking humans.
Because the human pissed them off, right?
They're accidentally knocking us over. Mm-hmm. They're fucking taking up our ocean. They're fucking stinking it up with all their gasoline. Like orcas love the smell of fish shit, but I'm sure they don't love the smell of like gasoline.
Someone said it's a crocodilian.
Yeah, I don't know. That for me, like that is concerning. When evolution, because I feel like evolution is gonna start fucking fighting back with us, right?
I mean,
survival
already,
of fittest.
I feel like it already has. Yeah, you know.
But do you think the Earth is sentient enough to, like, do you believe, I got to ask you this, because I don't think I've ever asked
you.
Yeah,
this is funny. Someone just said, Jesus loves you.
And oh, thank
it's
you.
Not funny. I love that.
Okay.
Thank you. Jesus loves you too.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, by the way. I just don't judge people for loving the same gender and other things. So.
What's happening?
I'm just just I don't know. It's just like,
is that the fake Jesus account from the NWO?
When somebody like comes out, it's like Jesus loves you. It's like it's usually like a little bit of a mockery.
Is it?
It's like, I mean, if they're genuinely like preaching that, you know, I love that. But if they're,
what am I gonna do with that? What am I gonna?
Yeah, it's just a reminder.
So here's my problem with that whole Jesus loves you thing. Like unsolicited single comment.
Mm-hmm.
If I believe in him. Okay, thank you. I don't know. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Like I already.
But that's the thing. Like that's are they looking at me like, oh, she has tattoos. Oh, she's talking about aliens.
I guess.
Like,
but then
she must not believe. You know, it's like don't again. Let's not judge.
But then
people.
If someone says Jesus loves you, right? It's for their own sake because that's never like for me. I'm not a believer. Like mm-hmm. I'm not gonna. If someone just flat out without any context says Jesus love you, it's not gonna be like oh. okay, that convinced me. Now I'm religious. Like, that's, there's no, like, it, I don't get it. I don't, what, it just doesn't seem, I don't know. If it, it,
I
it'd be almost better if you like read passage blank and then I would be like, oh, let me go to it. And then
I think I like, for me, and it, I know I probably shouldn't, like, it's just kind of like, well, are you, what are you trying to, like,
what does it
say?
Mean?
It's like, so, yeah, what are you trying to say? Like,
are you saying I'm not Christian? Yeah. Are you saying we're like, in the same boat? Are you saying,
let's not judge, let's not assume, but yes, I am a believer, and I'm actually, I respect everybody's religion and their opinion, because I am not perfect, just like Jesus wasn't perfect. And you know,
wasn't Jesus, wait, hold on, Jesus was,
no, I mean, Jesus got mad, he was half human, he got angry, he
flipped tables, which I like, I like a good flip, you know, of the table.
He definitely had a temper, he was human, and so it's, but like, he never, like, he bled like us, it was different.
Was the most aggressive thing was that him flipping tables? He never like punched a dude, right?
No,
that we know of.
I mean, after he left, I mean, you know, the temple went down. Like he said he was, you know, made a comment when he flipped the tables because he was mad that everybody was, you know, using his word to make money.
Got it.
And he was really upset about that. And he basically told them point blank that this will be in shambles. It'll be like crumbled down. And then so like there was a big earthquake like 3 days after he died, and it was gonzo.
Got it. Got it. And I would guess that I would.
So that's probably like the most like thug life thing I think he did.
I'm sure that there's people shouting me who are not religious or saying that probably the most violent thing he did is send people to hell if they don't believe in him. I would say that's pretty violent. But anyways,
I don't even know. Like, I feel like everybody gets the chance to be judged, believers or not.
Yeah.
And I think if this is just my opinion. I think if Jesus, God knows our heart and he knows our soul. So he knows deep down if we were good people and, you know, where we're coming from with our viewpoints on religion. And maybe you not being religious is because you were taught, because you saw molestation in Catholic churches and you saw like so many backsliding Christians and so many, all the hypocrisy that you see in church today.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So I think Jesus, knowing what you've seen, I think on judgment day,
okay,
he would take that into consideration.
Got it.
Because if I believe if he can, you know, definitely forgive people for killing that genuinely like are sorry for it, because he knows their heart, knows their souls. Why wouldn't he be able to forgive you to understand why you felt the way that you did? That's just my opinion.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure there's like tons of religious people that wouldn't believe. I'm sure
there's all kinds of, they love being judgy. That's all I'll say. They love a good judgment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They love a judgment. I don't know. I feel like animals are adapting. Like, you see bears going more into fucking civilization and coyotes going more into civilization, animals adapting. Yeah,
bears don't have to hibernate like they used to.
Virgin birth. There's like, animals are evolving.
Plus, like, especially here, because it's like we don't have seasons anymore. So the bears used to have to do that stuff and to order to survive. And now they're just like, well, not that cold and I could still get some food around here. So, you know.
Yeah, speaking of fucked up nature, I also did find a story that apparently in some parts of the world, they are taking dead birds, right? So a bird has its demise, it goes up to bird heaven. They're taking those birds, they're taxiderming those birds and putting drones inside those birds and using them for drones.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so let me, this comes from Reuters. Scientists in New Mexico are giving dead birds a new life with an unconventional approach to wildlife research. A team in New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology in Socorro is taking birds that have been preserved through taxidermy and converting them into drones in order to study flight. So it's basically just a study of flight. They're just trying to figure out how birds fly by. I don't know why they need to fucking pack in a drone with a bird, but they're using that to fucking discover how birds fly.
That's kind of amazing.
It's kind of cool, but I don't think that it has the same innards, right? Like, a drone's not, there's not going to have the lightweight bone structure that a bird has. So I don't know.
I've been hearing they're doing like shit with, they've been able to put drones like in bugs. and stuff. Yeah. You know,
nanotechnology is going to be fucking so scary. Yeah.
So I definitely feel like, you know, there's,
you know, what's called, you know, what's calmed down. I realized changing the subject is that AI has calmed down a little bit. Remember like a month ago, AI was the fucking talk of everything.
Yeah. See, again, like this people is the stuff really like now it's aliens. It I've like they keep like switching like what all we the weird stuff about. That they want to talk about. And it's that's, I don't know. It's a little bit like alarming to me.
I think with AI, it was because it was all of a sudden we got.
Okay, I need to ask you, did you fart? Because it fucking smells.
I didn't fart. That's your liar. Cat. That's your cat.
That's not him. He's purring.
Yeah, he's purring because he blew ass.
He's such a dick. Don't listen to him.
No, but it's bizarre because like I think that AI broke through because ChatGPT and all of a sudden people were using it to create. But it's a little bit like from an AI like consumer perspective, it's a little bit of a parlor trick. Like people got kind of over. Like, look, you can make like a new weekend song with AI. Like people got over the parlor trickiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're over it. So AI is done. AI's no, dead. I'm calling
I'm,
it.
I'm still it's still keeps dead. Me up at night.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
It's freaky for sure. Well, this is an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Christoph. Alongside me again is
Brianna.
And you can find us on all the social medias at Extra Normal Podcast. You can email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure if you're listening, make sure you like and subscribe and give us a good stars if you love the podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you give us a like and a subscribe and get that notification bell so you know when we are going to be posting and sometimes ever so often going live. We appreciate you listening and thank you so much.